This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Yesterday's powerful thunderstorms around here would have been no big deal for Jean Jolly, the Triangle singer-songwriter's in the midst of her first national tour where she soldiered on through a blizzard in upstate New York, a fierce downpour in Montana, and power outages in the wilds of Cary, North Carolina. She launched that tour. That's just around the corner, I think. I've been there. She launched her tour, listen, to promote her album Angels. She's performed at South by Southwest. Tonight she plays the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. And right now she's with me on the State of Things, along with Chris Berner on the guitar and vocals, E. Scott Warren on the bass, Nick Baglio on the drums and vocals, and Alan Love on pedal steel. Jean and company, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Angels, your first album, and then you took it on tour.
Yeah.
What was that like on the road, you know, with the band and the rain and the music?
It's been an adventure for sure. We've done a bunch of runs, a couple through the Northeast in February. So that brilliant routing
that kind of
led
silly.
Us to the, blizzards.
But the crowds, I mean, they're taken to the music. How is that? Because it seems to me it's one thing to make the album. You know, you're in the studio. Everybody's looking at each other. Yeah, that sounded great. But now, you know, you're going to be facing a lot of people who don't know who you are. You get outside the triangle.
Yeah. There is no place like home. But
yeah.
It's neat to see how music that we create affects people and their reaction and, you know, the different regions and how they, you know, finding our pockets, people that want us back. You know,
do you find that people react to like different songs or different sounds in different places?
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like some people, like maybe in the South, might react to more of the country rock stuff. But Sweet Love has been, our single has been a song that, you know, a lot of people have taken to that like all kinds of music, like jazz and hip hop or country, which has been really interesting.
Will you play a song for us now?
Yes. This one's called Long Way Home.
Ooh.
North Carolina. I drive through the rain and through the night to see you by the morning light. It's a long way, a long way home. And I drive a million miles to be near you.
Jolly Long Way Home, Gene. It's so good to hear your voice in this studio with these fine musicians.
Oh, thank you.
You are so fabulous.
I'm lucky to have all these guys with
you. The guys you have with you today are Chris Berner on the guitar, E. Scott Warren on bass, Nick Baglio on the drums, and Alan Love on pedal steel, and going to be at the Lincoln Theater tonight in Raleigh, here with us now, and you were on tour. And I understand the first stop on that tour, pretty herring. So, first of all, you do put up with a blizzard in upstate New York, which is how the reason I'm here. I wanted to leave those. And then I get here and the trees are down, so I can't even barely get to work today.
Right?
Forgot about that part. But then Montana. You got to Montana. Your home's in Montana. You wear a bandana. And you're tuning your guitar. Tell us about that.
Well, we were out in Montana. That was actually, Chris and I went out there last summer. We're going back this summer. And our first stop was in White Sulphur Springs, Montana, which is in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, they have one doctor sort of thing, you know, the town doctor and everything. But we drove for miles. It's based in some hot springs. So I got to do that for my first time, which was amazing. But it was the festival that we were playing, the biggest one of the tour. That started us off with Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell, you know, Billy Joe Shaver, Hayes Carl, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Taj Mahal, all these people that I was freaking out to meet and hear. And we drove for miles and we were like, where is this place? Where are we going? There was nothing. And then all of a sudden we saw this real small stage on the horizon and realized closer and closer we got to it, it was actually huge. And then, you know, storms blew through. I saw a triple rainbow. I swear it looked like it was coming out of Emmylou's bus, but it was an amazing.
You did say bus.
Bus.
Good. So. And you played through the rain, or did you? It got kind of crazier because there's no place to go. It's Montana. There are no trees.
They kept saying, run to your car, getting on the loudspeaker and on the mic. Everybody run to your car. And these storms would blow through. And then 3,000 people would take off and go sit in their car and wait it out. Right. I mean, these people were, I think they'd been cooped up all winter and they were ready to hear some.
Some great music. Can we hear some more?
Yeah.
All right.
So this one's called Happy Days Cafe from Angels.
Saw that same old man at the corner of the Happy Days Cafe. He always looked like he was waiting on someone. He said, damn, this winter is getting colder. Eyes empty as he stared at the door. So I pulled up a chair and said hello. I hope that you don't mind me asking who you went for. He said I lost sight of who I used to be. For this emptiness washed over. Ooh.
was a cold day in December when the sun hung lower than it ever been. She wore her life like a warm coat on the back of the chair she was sitting in. She said her name was Sarah Jane. And that moment my life was never the same. She had a sparkle in her eye from some other place. The years had worn such sweet lines on her face. The perfect photograph of beauty and grace. She was a treasure placed into my head.
Jolly Happy Days Cafe on her latest album, Angels. Fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, Robin and Al do a great job setting up the studio and getting it all mic'd up, and they do a fantastic job. But we got no processing here. There's no help for any musicians who come in here, so they're doing it on their own. If they can't hit the note, ain't no reverb going to help them. I'm just amazed that you just hit every one of those notes with our process-free public radio setup here, as good as it is with our fine engineers.
Thank you.
You were at South by Southwest.
Yes, we were.
And you met, did you meet Rachel Ray?
I did.
Because you played at her party.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm actually a huge fan, so.
Wow. Did she make something good for you?
She did. Her beef brisket.
Wow.
Amazing.
Delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
it's
great.
Like a 7-hour process.
Beef brisket sliders.
Yeah.
Whoa. That sounds
and
good.
I don't really eat beef, but I was like, okay, I'll have some.
Yeah,
thanks.
Do that. If Rachel Ray makes it, you got to, you know, get your exempt. What was it? Well, you played a party? Was that it for
we
her?
We did. She does a showcase. She puts on parties there every year. Her husband's a musician, so she really appreciates the hustle, and she loves live music, so it was a lot of fun.
So do we, and we're so happy to have you here. I'm going to say thank you, and I'm going to tell everybody where you're going, but thank you all for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Gene Jolly on vocals and acoustic guitar, and Chris Berners here, six-string guitar, E. Scott Warren on the bass, Alan Love on the pedal steel, Rick Baglio on the drums. You can hear Gene Jolly and the band tonight, 8 o'clock, Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. They're going to play us out, but first I'm going to tell you that this is North Carolina Public Radio, and that is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, in just a second. It must be all the dampness and the moisture.
Yeah. My guitar is just, you know, it's wood.
It's wood and it's wet. And it's going to be a nice night tonight. Thank goodness it's not last night. So you're playing the Lincoln. Have you played the Lincoln before, by the way?
I have. I love playing there.
It's a nice place. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Good, sounds really good.
Good space.
It'll be seated floor, first come, first serve. So if you want to sit, get there early.
Hurry up and get there. Starts at 8. All right.
Oh, and the wonderful Brett Harris will be kicking off the show at 8, and he's fantastic.
It's all good.
This all is not lost. All that's lost is in your mind. The grass will grow. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. All that's lost is in your mind. I would not trade the pain of a year. I'd do it all again if you would come back here. Now it's easier to understand the beauty of this land. All that's lost is in your mind. The leaves will turn. It's not.